Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You better, you bet. BetQL. Wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Rick Campbell, Mats, Tyler Morales. I was going to do the whole shtick about it. The date says September 15th. We don't have a lot of time, so we'll just get to it here. It's actually Christmas because Ken Barkley's here to give you college football winners in a segment that we call Lockmas. And Rick, this is day three of Lockmas.
Love it. As Tyler points out in our chat, we get another great piece of music debuting this weekend, Saturday afternoon. The SEC on CBS.
True story. When I worked for CBSSports.com in 2015, I did SEC on CBS digital pre, half, and post-game show for like 3 years. And the first show I ever did, Gary Danielson called me Guy in the post-game interview. I forget who I was doing it with. He was like, thanks a lot, DJ, like the DJ Williams, and thanks, Guy. Like, didn't remember my name. He's called me
thanks
Guy.
A lot, DJ, and you. Slugger.
It's like, man, my career sucks.
I would usually get a big guy in that situation. You get a guy, I get big guy. It's just definition of degree.
And now I preside over a segment called Lockmas.
Right. Yeah. So coming off of an exciting debut of He's a Slap. Right.
All right, big guy. What do you got for us today?
Yeah. So, well, Chief, three overs. So here's, yesterday I came up with like the really good tying together of all the games. Like, let's do all the quarterback injuries and if I have bets in those games. Creativity well was a little dry today on Wednesday. We're obviously going to do all the big games tomorrow, Alabama, Florida, Penn State, Auburn. We'll open the show with that tomorrow. And then Friday, Lockmas is just literally like 75 bets for Saturday. But Wednesday, didn't really have a great idea. So how about just three overs that I bet? How about that? That's a good idea for a segment. The three overs, Ken has already bet. It's actually like 20, but we'll give three out on the show today. All three feature pretty high-profile teams, but not high-profile enough that we're going to talk about these games tomorrow. So kind of like that second tier type of game, one really good team playing a pretty bad team. We're going to bet the over in all three of these games as we hope that scoring keeps coming back, obviously, from week one to week two a little bit better. And then we would like some overs. First game, why not? I have the side in this game, so we'll just get both out. I like Michigan at anything under 28 against Northern Illinois. And I like the over a lot in this game at 54.5. This is literally just a number projection, my number versus the market. Yes, I have made an adjustment for Ronnie Bell being out for the season. They played last week. I adjusted my number there, came out really close to the market. I think this number is short total-wise. My projection in the game is about 58. I think there's a room to play this up at least another point. 54.5 and 55 would be bets. And then Michigan under 28. My projection for this game is 32.5. Northern Illinois, kind of an interesting team, upset Georgia Tech in week one, who's like somehow still like figuring out how to not run an option offense, which is really interesting. But Michigan against teams that they really kind of like lay over, overmatch from a talent standpoint, actually generally really good bets. You never want them against a ranked team, like ever, ever, ever. But in these kind of games, Western Michigan in week one was a good example of that too. Actually don't mind laying big numbers with them. Again, but teams that they have a huge physical advantage over, they actually generally run up the score a lot, cover a lot of games, and we have a couple data points from each team, so I feel good about my number here. Michigan under 28, over 54.5. The over was supposed to be the theme, but whatever, I bet Michigan, so might as well know that. Anything under 28 is good in that game. Second game we're going to bet the over on. Here's a team I have a win total over ticket on and can't possibly win already through 2 weeks. That's pretty awesome. Talk about Florida State for a second. Good work, fellas. Lose to Notre Dame in overtime, lose Jacksonville State. Nick, did you see the guy proposing to his girlfriend on the field after they lost? Did you see that one? That was a good one.
Did she say no?
It's the only thing that would have made it better, probably. Then I also saw people start to make the case like, whatever, this is so much more important than a game against Jacksonville State. I'm like, I understand. It's just the optics are very funny. So anyway, Florida State.
I hate everything about that. Like literally everything that was said, I detest.
That's how I feel about Florida State this year, so we're on the same page. They're 5.5 in this game at Wake Forest, ACC conference game, obviously.
My guy Dave Clawson, the coach of Wake Forest. He was the coach of Fordham when I was there.
Who, like, literally every year manages to take teams of not talented players and go 7-5. It's, like, a remarkable skill to have.
And can't
like, show up every
league.
Year.
Like, it was
oh,
like,
really?
Fordham plays in the Patriot League, and he would always say, the leg. And we would all be like looking at each other like,
like what's
be like, well, you know, we gotta beat Colgate, so we gotta take a lead in the leg. And it's like it's
oh god, lead, yeah, dude. That's what it's the word is okay. Anyway, we're gonna bet the I don't want to bet the side. We're gonna bet the over in this game. 61.5 is the total in the market. 61.5 and 62 would both be over bets for me. That's game number two, and then game number three, really quick because we're running out of time. UCLA, this game's actually awesome. Maybe we'll do this game again tomorrow. Maybe like a fringe on the end. UCLA hosts Fresno State, who almost beat Oregon. And led them entering the fourth quarter. All Oregon did was then go on to beat Ohio State. So this is a really fun game. UCLA is an 11.5 point favorite. The total has already been bet up a little bit. Open 61, 62.5, the number on the market. The good news is this was my largest discrepancy between an opener and my number. 66.5 is my total. The number's already gone up another 1.5 to 62.5. I still think you can bet it. So 62.5 and 63 would definitely both be bets. 63.5 would be like a half unit. So three overs. Fresno, UCLA. Wake Forest and Florida State and Michigan. We're going to lay the points with them and take the over against Northern Illinois. Lock miss.
All right, so there you there have it. Day number three, Santa Lockie giving you three overs on a Wednesday. More lock miss. Day four of lock miss tomorrow, Thursday. Coming up next, we end the show. Golf bets. Fortinet, Fortinet, the Safeway. Whatever the hell it is, we're going to bet it next.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.